Do we love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us? There was a nurse during World War II who meditated on that scripture a lot. She had this POW that she was taking care of that was obnoxious, rude, who used the worst language, who said the most obscene things to her, and ridiculed and mocked the people that he killed, Americans. She didn't like anything about this man, but she loved him. You see, love is not a feeling or an emotion. Aquinas said, love is in the will. Love is in the decisions that you make. The Lord does not expect us to like our enemies, but He expects us, demands of us, gives us the grace to love even the worst. This nurse would come by his bedside and take meticulous care of him in his hygiene. She would make sure that he had the best food possible. She made sure that he had blankets on him. Everything and anything she would do for her own mother, she did for her worst enemy, because she decided to love. She chose to love. And that is the power we have as Catholic Christians. Grace is like the oxygen we breathe. Grace, God's help, is always there present to choose to love. And you know, love sets us free. This nurse always had a smile on her face. She had such joy in her heart, not because of anything he was doing, but because of the unlimited power source she was plugged into. In the responsorial psalm, we sing, "The Lord is kind and merciful." The Lord Himself demonstrated love for enemies more than we'll ever understand. It says in the Gospel of Luke, in the very act of crucifixion, while they were nailing Him to the cross, as the nails were going through His wrists and His feet, He was praying for His executioners. "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing." That same love that filled Jesus' sacred heart to say that and pray that and mean that is the same love in your heart and in my heart to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. There's a powerful story of this young lady by the name of Gianna Jessen. Gianna was born in a Florida abortion center. Yes, you heard correctly. She was born. For over 5 hours, she was burned from the inside out with a poison saline salt solution. There's no explanation how she survived. The doctor happened to not show up to work that day. She should have been dead. But she miraculously survived. And on her birth certificate, it says, born from through a saline salt solution, born from an abortion attempt. When she was 21 years old, for years and years and years, she dreamed of meeting her mother, of offering forgiveness, love, and understanding to her mother. She got her wish. At 21 years old, she met her mother, and her mother looked her in the eye and said, "If I had to do it over again, I still would have killed you. And if I could right now, I would kill you." Everything within Gianna wanted to reach out and grab her by the neck and start shaking her. She said it felt like a big long knife was stabbed into her heart, and it was turned and turned and turned. But God taught her a prayer. And everyone here tonight, please memorize this short prayer. Bless her and change me. Name the person who hurts you, the person who is your enemy, whoever it is, bless them and change me. Gianna would have to pray that prayer sometimes hundreds of times a day for someone who hurt her terribly. But she chose. She decided to love. She lived out this gospel knowing that she is united to the power source that could give her the grace to forgive the one who hurt her the most. Bless her and change me. And you know, Gianna described how it was like the biggest weight in the world was lifted from her. When we have hatred in our heart, when we have unforgiveness in the temple of our bodies, it is utterly cancerous. It is like having Mount Everest on the back of our shoulders. And it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. We are precious sons and daughters of the Father. And He doesn't want this burden, this cancer eating at us. Memorize that prayer. Pray that prayer. Bless her. Bless him. And change me. Who is your greatest enemy? Do you pray for that person? You may be the only person on earth praying for somebody so lost, so much in the grip of evil. Their salvation may be hanging like a pendulum. And the Lord is looking you and me into the eye and saying, "Will you let my unlimited power do the divine?" You don't have power on your own to forgive, but God gives you the power to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.